One out of every five teenagers experiences depression by age 18, but most don't get treated even though treatments exist. There's a new study that suggests a way to reach teenagers and effectively treat their depression, as Michelle Trudeau reports.
Research psychologist Joan Asarno cites the grim fact that suicide is the third leading cause of death among adolescents, and untreated depression lies behind most suicides.
So what we need is a way of reaching out to depressed kids and providing them with the most effective care that we know how to deliver.
But how to reach depressed teenagers?
Most kids see a primary care doctor or nurse each year.
But often depression in teens is not recognized by their primary care doctors. Or if it is detected, the teenager will be referred to a specialist outside of the primary care clinic.
And the problem with that is that they don't want to go to another setting. They don't want to talk about their problems again. They might not have insurance, or they might be concerned about stigma.
So Asarno reasoned, bring mental health care to the teenager in the primary care office. She and her team from UCLA introduced a unique program at six primary care clinics around the country. First, Asarno's team held workshops for the primary care doctors on how to spot depression in teenagers.
We then gave them a terribly important resource. We gave them what we called a care manager.
The care manager was a therapist or a nurse specially trained in teenage depression.
And their job was to help the primary care doctor to evaluate kids for depression and help them to select what treatment they wanted, if any.
Treatments were either antidepressant medication or a special kind of talk therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy, shown to be effective in treating adolescent depression.
Before this study, we didn't have any access to mental health care.
During this study, physician Michael Wilkes worked at the Venice Family Clinic in Southern California, the largest free clinic in the country, serving poor minority teens.
We often have sort of an inkling that a kid might be depressed, but really didn't have any diagnostic tools to confirm that. So what this study did was allow us to train primary care doctors to make the diagnosis and then to give them access to care managers who really worked not only with the kid, but with the family.
Jim Carter, a family therapist with Kaiser Permanente, was one of the care managers in the study, providing cognitive behavioral therapy to teenagers with depression.
Qualitatively, I saw more interaction with the patients that were coming in and more involvement. You could really see more of a lightness with the patients. So I think the quality of their life did improve.
But Asarno wanted to know if that lightness translated into a statistical improvement in teens' depression. Her findings are published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Kids reported less depression, were less likely to report severe depressive symptoms, reported improved quality of life, and improved satisfaction with mental health care.
And one additional finding, the majority of the depressed teens, when given the choice of medication or cognitive behavioral therapy, chose therapy. Underscoring, says Asarno, the need for making this evidence-based therapy available to teenagers in primary care clinics, especially in the current climate of concern about the safety of antidepressants for youngsters. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.